TanCast.
TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
TanCast! Hey everybody, this is Tim Babb, the T in TanCast, and we recorded this episode just before I got to perform at the NACA West Showcase in Portland, Oregon, so I want to take this chance to thank everybody who was in the audience for making it such a great show, and also to remind you that this podcast is nothing like my stage act, so if you listen to this and think, oh, we don't want that at our school, don't worry, this isn't coming to your school. My stage act, I try not to offend everybody, whereas on TanCast, we pretty much try to offend everybody. So with that in mind, I hope you can enjoy the show for what it is, and I hope to be coming to your school soon. All right, let's start the show. Tim,
Andy,
Noah,
TanCast.
Nuts in your mouth. They're so good.
Noah's a shitty jingle writer. Noah, that song did not make me want to put nuts in my mouth.
What? Tastes so good. That didn't do it for you?
Nope.
All right, well, I'll go back to the drawing board.
Welcome to TanCast, everybody.
Nuts in your mouth. Tastes so good.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast in the stairwell.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast in the home office.
I'm Noah, the nuts that taste so good.
Awesome.
See, that's the problem. Noah's got the product, and he thinks that he can also market it, but he really needs to bring in some sort of outside PR agency to do it.
I'm grassroots, baby. I'm a DIY.
Noah's viral, and that virus is syphilis. Actually, syphilis is a bacteria, isn't it? Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, one of us was just about to call you on that, Andy, so good on you.
Tim, do you want to talk about something?
Wait, here. While you're trapped
in the closet. You want to be less specific and just say noun, verb?
Adjective, noun, adverb, verb, object.
Wait, do you mean the fact that I'm in Oregon talking in a stairwell?
Yes, I do. Echo.
That's why I asked why you were trapped in a closet. I wanted you to explain that to people.
Okay. Well, I'm at the inn at the convention center waiting for my showcase in the NACA conference, the National Association of College Activities.
Sorry. Just reminds me of, like, I don't know, NAMBLA or something.
That's next weekend.
The National Association of College Activities, or NAMBLA.
Right, yeah.
Thank you, John Stewart.
I'm staying in a room with five other comics, and so rather than do the podcast in the room with them and wake them up, because we've been up late.
Tim getting wild.
So I plugged the computer into the room, ran the cord out the door, and then out the stairwell door, so that I'm in the stairwell of the hotel recording this podcast. Nothing but the best.
Tim's like the MacGyver of stupid.
Andy's like, fuck off.
Is he like one of those crew members on Star Trek?
You lost me on that one.
Check off, fuck off. That's what I was going
to say. You mean, is he Russian? Russian. The joke you're going for is Russian.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, because there was one Russian on Star Trek.
But you could have been the other one that died. You're a red shirt. Hello, I'm fuck off.
He would still be Russian. The joke is Russian, not Star Trek. Star Trek implies Star Trek. Alien or otherworldly.
Or a member of the Starship Enterprise.
Someone on the Starship Enterprise. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
there's no one named fuck off on the Starship Enterprise.
There's one Russian on the Enterprise, on any of the Enterprises.
I didn't mean he was one of the characters. I said he was like an extra character. Fuck off.
How are we supposed to get from extra character on Star Trek to Russian name?
I don't want you to get Russian name.
You hurt my head.
It hurts my head that he won't acknowledge that it makes no sense.
It's genius. Think about it.
I am thinking about it, and it's making my brain melt.
That's why it's so genius.
One of the other comics, his name's Adam. He's part of the comedy troupe, The Picard Maneuver. Yeah.
Excellent name.
And so it was us and three gal comics in the car ride on the way up, we picked him up in Sacramento. And somehow we were able to overpower them and talk nerd stuff almost the entire drive up here. And they've been making fun of us for it. Good times.
The nerd is strong with you.
The nerd is... Our nerd kung fu is so strong.
So, Tim, you gonna kill it?
I'm gonna kill the shit out of this bitch.
Tim's gonna whip out his cock and beat it to death with it.
Or that.
The first it being it, the second it being his cock.
Yay, pronouns.
Your mom's a pronoun.
Your mom's an amateur noun.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh.
Trying to keep her status for the Olympics.
Oh, actually, they changed the rule. Pronouns are now allowed to compete in the Olympics.
Shut up. Let's do some tan laughs.
It's time to read some tan laughs.
Tan laughs.
Send them in, we'll read your tan laughs.
Tan laughs.
Just send us in your jokes, we'll read them for you folks.
You'll laugh off your ass as we read some tan laughs.
Why don't we? Because we're certainly not being funny on our own.
Why would we?
I was reading some of those 100 offensive jokes last night to the other comics. It's good when you can make comics cringe. Some of them are really bad. All right, well, I'll read this one. It's from Pat. Sent from his iPod. Crazy.
Whoa.
Easy. Don't die.
I'm good. I think I might be getting sick, actually.
No deep kisses, even if you beg.
Oh, I was listening to NPR, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, as I was driving around trying to find myself an Xbox 360 arcade at Walmart for $200 with $100 Walmart gift card back.
Crazy. See, good that deal. Is a typical Andy, too much information in the story. I was listening to NPR, and what did you hear?
I know, I was actually going for the Andy version of the story. I'm like, how long can I make this single sentence before somebody gets pissed off and interrupts me? Let's see. Anyways, so listening to NPR, and they said that Coco Krispies was apparently trying to claim that it, apparently with its massive sugar content, boosts your kid's immune system. And their justification for that is they shove a lot of vitamins in there next to the cereal, and vitamins have been shown to help with immunity, and that got them apparently in a lot of trouble. So, like, I think they've changed their marketing, they said, to something like, is a part of your healthy immune-boosting breakfast that includes juice and toast and, like, a whole bunch of other shit, fresh fruit, whatever.
I think that's what I was supposed to laugh at.
No, you weren't supposed to laugh. You're supposed to shake your head and go, ah, fuck, it's an Andy story. It must be Tancast.
Because it just sort of trailed out. It wasn't quite done.
I know, I'm sleepy.
Going.
Leave me alone. I won't go back to bed.
Oh, you.
I think I can. I think I can. I think.
He's cold.
And then the guy was, and the people.
I need a blank.
Oh, I got a great story. So. I was running. I was looking back, and they were coming up on me, and then, yeah.
So back to tan laughs?
If you feel we must.
Before I
All right.
totally kill it?
It's time to read some tan laughs. We'll read your tan laughs. Just send us in your jokes, we'll read for you folks. You'll laugh off your ass after reading some tan laughs.
It was, this again, from Pat, in case you forgot. It was George the mailman's last day on the job after 35 years of carrying the mail through all kinds of weather to the same neighborhood. When he arrived at the first house on his route, he was greeted by the whole family who congratulated him and sent him on his way with a tidy gift envelope. The second house, they presented him with a box of fine cigars. The folks at the third house handed him a selection of terrific fishing lures. At the fourth house, he was met at the door by a strikingly beautiful blonde woman in a revealing negligee. She took him by the hand, gently led him through the door, which closed behind him, took him upstairs to the bedroom, where she blew his mind with the most fantastic fucking he had ever experienced. When he had enough, they went downstairs, she fixed him a giant breakfast, eggs, potatoes, ham, sausage, blueberry waffles, and fresh-squeezed orange juice. When he was truly satisfied, she poured him a cup of steaming coffee. As she was pouring, he noticed a dollar bill sticking out from underneath the cup's bottom edge. All this was just too wonderful for words, he said. But what's the dollar for? Well, she said, last night I told my husband today would be your last day and we should do something special for you. I asked him what we should do, and he said, screw him, give him a dollar. The breakfast was my idea.
Nice.
That's funny because the wife is a stupid whore.
Whoa!
Whoa! It's funny because finally the mailman, that mailman's not shooting anybody. Well, technically he already shot somebody.
Jabba-goo.
Giggity-goo.
Oh, speaking of stupid whores, we got to remember to talk about the Miss California chick, Prejean or whatever.
Sure.
Is she up to more shit?
I don't know what happened.
What was that?
Is she up to more shit?
Yeah, she was back in the news. But
damn it.
But first hand cast. Tan laughs. Of course, first hand cast. We're already in tan cast. Fuck you, Andy. Stupid cock.
All right. Go ahead, Andy. Let me just look up something.
Okay. So this is another one of the tan laughs sent to us by our listener, Jose, that I had done a couple of. I'm kind of, you know, playing them out just a little bit here, a little bit there. Joke appetizers. A man left work one Friday afternoon, but being payday, instead of going home, he stayed out the entire weekend partying with the boys and spending his entire paycheck. When he finally appeared at home on Sunday night, he was confronted by a very angry wife and was harangued for nearly 2 hours with a tirade befitting his actions. Finally, his wife stopped the nagging and simply said to him, "How would you like it if you didn't see me for 2 or 3 days? To which he replied, "Well, that'd be fine with me." Monday went by, he didn't see his wife. Tuesday and Wednesday came and went with the same results. Come Thursday, the swelling went down just enough that he could see her a little out of the corner of his left eye.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought that one was good.
I can relate. I'm just kidding.
Bow!
Tim, are you abused at home?
That's funny. No, but...
show us on the doll where she hit you.
My wife had just posted on Facebook that she was fantastically bored without me, and then people were commenting back and forth, and then she's like, "To make matters worse, I broke the TV," and then I wrote, "You did what?" And she's like, "I wrote that I miss you, and the only thing you comment on is the TV?" What's worse is she just called me during this, and I didn't answer.
Oh, damn, you in trouble. Well,
she doesn't know. I'll call her back, and she doesn't listen to this, and Matt isn't going to tell her.
Right, Matt?
Matt, come on.
Are you?
Bros before hoes.
Yep, even if that hoe's your sister.
Even though technically you're her bro, and I'm just her hoe, but still.
Alright, I got some racist jokes. Why did the Mexicans only bring 8,000 men to attack the Alamo?
I don't know.
They only had 2 trucks. Why doesn't Mexico have an Olympic team?
I don't know.
All the ones who can run, jump, and swim have already crossed the border. Here's a sexist one. Why do women have small feet?
Oh, I know this one.
I don't know.
It allows them to stand closer to the kitchen sink.
Classic.
And I think, I don't know if I've said this one before, but I'll say it again. Remind me if I did. What do you call a black guy flying an aeroplane?
A pilot, you racist.
Yep. Did I say that one already?
You did.
Yes.
Okay. Done. Done.
So I tweeted earlier this week that I could disprove intelligent design by the fact that a full bladder gives you bad morning wood, and bad morning wood means you're never going to empty that bladder. But it also occurs to me that if there was an intelligent designer, there'd be boobs on the back, so you could look at the boobs without having to stare them in the face.
Oh.
Right?
But I like their face.
Genius.
Yeah, but sometimes you just don't want to.
I always want
to. See, when I get to redesign the human body, in addition to the tiny T-Rex arms I'm going to hang off, I'm putting an extra pair of boobs on the back so that when you're doing it doggy style, you can still play with boobs.
Oh, Noah. Noah just sent us a link of a half-naked girl. I'm mostly naked. I'm going to say she's more than half-naked.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, like that bottom, I think I can see the top of her slit.
Nice.
Her baby dispenser.
Classy.
Andy, keep the class.
Her cum depository.
Her cock slot.
Hello, I'd like to make a deposit.
No, I will not be making a withdrawal.
Felching. Wow, I got a little bit of a headache going on. That's nice.
Your mom's got a little bit of a headache going on, Snooch.
For your nuts. Oh, so shall we now talk about the... Miss California.
Sure.
Apparently I know some serious wood
did,
to talk about it.
Why
knock yourself out.
Yeah. So apparently there was a lot of lawsuits going back and forth between her and the Miss USA corporation or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, she'd written some tell-all book, and it was without their permission, so they wanted to sue her over that. And she was suing them and claiming that they were breaching their contract because they were trying to coerce her into doing Playboy, and like, there's a whole lot of she said, they said shit going back and forth. Mm-hmm. And then apparently it came to light that there was a sex tape of her, and a whole bunch of the super conservative family values people that had been, you know, basically paying her way ever since she got on the national stage by being a hateful bitch and saying that there should be no gay marriage. All the people who liked the fact that a pretty girl is saying there should be no gay marriage and wanted the pretty girl to come and say it for them started dropping her because of this sex tape that was reportedly floating around. And they quickly settled all the lawsuits, I guess to avoid embarrassment or whatever. But, like, the details of what's on the sex tape floated around? Sorry, my brain just drifted off there for a second.
Like, you expected us to have a huge reaction, like, holy shit, how unexpected!
Yeah.
That's what I was like, is that the end of the story?
Stupid selfish whore has a sex tape? Oh my god! Yeah, apparently the sex tape...
Just never know with Andy. Is it the end of the story, or is he pausing to reload more words?
Click, click, click. Hold on.
He's got a word Gatling gun. Words. We need another magazine. Words.
That was actually, I had a jam and I had to clear the ejection port. A word got stuck halfway out of
like
my mouth.
Andy's thing. I mean, I like Tim's thing.
And I hate you both. So, you know, Merry Christmas.
That's such a great analogy for Andy.
I'm gonna send you both a baggie full of my jizz for Christmas.
He's like a shitty rusting Gatling gun. Like, you can do it for a little bit, but then it's like,
we love you, Andy.
Well, I hate you both.
Well.
With white hot intensity of a thousand.
It's a love hate thing.
I like white hot intensity. Feels delicious on my nuts.
We're going to have to name this episode.
Too late.
Oh, I was going to say we have to name it Noah's Nuts, but yeah, I guess words works.
Just crack it up.
That's another one that would make a really good t-shirt. Just words, like someone just gave up on writing a slogan.
Oh.
Okay, so the details.
You know,
of the
actually,
sex tape.
It should be words in quotes, and then the little attribution, Andy. Like you're quoting me. No, did
on
I kill
t-shirt?
It?
On the
T-shirt. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not none.
What's on the sex tape?
Apparently, it's just her playing with herself.
Just continue your fucking story.
Wait, Noah. You talked over the good part.
What?
I said, apparently the sex tape is not like her banging some random dude. It's just her playing with herself.
And is this available
it
online?
Is a solo sex tape.
Where can we get it? Where's the link? I want to see it.
Well, apparently it was offered to TMZ, and they turned it down because, as I pointed out to my wife last night, not having standards doesn't necessarily mean you also don't have morals.
Wow. Well, you know what? Her pussy has never said anything bad.
Wait, I don't think TMZ has morals. Weren't they the ones that posted, like, the Rihanna photos?
I don't know. I wasn't actually trying to defend TMZ. I think they're...
Oh, okay.
You know, I think basically
he's
all
just trying
them.
To shit on her by comparison.
No.
Like,
I wasn't
everything TMZ has done.
I was trying to say that, you know, TMZ actually did the right thing. You know, somebody else who's clearly not her is trying to take something that was private of hers and make it public and embarrass her, you know? It's, oh my God, you know, a grown woman wanted to play with herself. And film it,
to watch it later.
That is a little odd.
What if it was for a boyfriend?
I don't know about you.
You know?
What is for if, what?
Like it was for a boyfriend or something.
Oh. I thought you said for reference. I was like, alright, well, I hadn't thought
yeah.
of that.
Yeah, for reference. She's doing it and then taking notes. I like what I was doing with the lips there, but I really think that I should kind of, I don't know, maybe tickle the taint a little? Yeah. Okay, tickle the taint. No. I was saying, like, you know, what if it was for a boyfriend? You know, she was filming some sexy video of herself and sent it off to him.
Well, obviously she broke up with him, and he is now ready for revenge.
What if
and
he
that's why
on
you
it?
Should never do that.
What if he broke up with her?
Even better. Maybe he broke up with her because she was a closed-minded, intolerant whore.
Yeah, see, I'm not arguing the fact that she's closed-minded and intolerant. I'm just, like, the whole thing about her getting dropped from a bunch of these presentations, it's like, yes, pretty girl, please come and say things about gays to us, but only if you've never masturbated on video, or at all, that we can prove.
You can tell they like people who judge other people, so they're just doing judging.
That is true. Yeah, I guess you shouldn't be surprised that they would do it, but I would say that still makes them slightly bigger assholes than her.
It sucks.
Not really, because they're just keeping it consistent. We don't like gays, we don't like people who make pornography, you know what I mean? Whereas she's like, I don't like gays, but I make pornography. Oh, so you're gay? How does that align with your worldview? Well, because I like some of the things I read in the Bible, but not all of them. Oh, I see.
To me, it's like when like students or people do something like on Facebook or outside of work that has nothing to do with work, but you know they don't like what they're doing, and they get fired for it. Like, it may not even be anything illegal.
It's illegal in the eyes of God.
Yeah, it's like, it just kind of bugs me. Well, no more than any more of the, you know, far-right-wing Christian conservative assholes trying to tell everyone, you cannot tell us not to tell you how to live. You're trying to trample our rights, take away our freedoms to determine for you what you can and can't do with your body.
By the way, if any of the schools that just saw me showcase are listening to this episode, don't worry, my act is not nearly this political. And Andy never shows up, so don't even worry. Like, I will get out in the allotted time. You don't worry about nothing.
I live in my own little enclave of white bread suburbia, and I try to leave it as little as possible. Because there are people out there, and I hate other people.
Naturally.
And there's the sun.
Oh, I hate the sun, too. All of those.
You guys start being like, fuck. Marlon Brando, wearing a muumuu and some Crocs.
You mean being famous and rich? Yeah, sure, I'll be more.
No, just wearing the muumuu and the Crocs part. I don't know if we wear Crocs. I just know we wear a muumuu.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not my fault that my people genetically hate the sun. It's built into our being.
Vampires? Twilight?
No, we don't sparkle. We actually catch fire. So.
But wait, yeah, don't the Twilight vampires go out during the day?
Yeah, and then they sparkle in sunlight and people can tell that they're weird.
Oh, weird.
Maybe they just got glitter.
Yeah, they're emo vampires.
You know what? I'll have to say the newest preview for the new Twilight movie came out. Actually looked not bad.
That's because they showed you approximately 30 seconds.
No, they showed like a bunch of scenes, but a lot of it was action. Yes. And not like a lot of gay, like, I love you. It was more like, I'm going to kick your ass. I'm like, hey, this is cool.
But I'm so plain. I can never love you because I might be tempted to eat you.
That's true. That is like falling in love with a lamb shank.
It really is. Yeah, not even like falling in love with a cow. It's like, you are eat ready right now. You're like Go-Gurt.
Go-Gurt.
I fell in love with this watermelon.
Well, of course you did, Blackie.
Oh yeah,
I went there.
Racist motherfucker.
I know.
What an odd smell in this stairway.
Is it you? Check your pits.
It's you.
No, because it's like soap. So it's obviously not me.
Not you.
Oh, Noah, I had to take a shower with everybody in the room. I couldn't handle it.
Oh! How was that, Tim?
It was quick. I was like, all right, scrub it up, get it out. I have to do it again later today.
Oh, it gives me so much joy.
I don't know why. Oh, Tim's suffering, fuck him.
Well, it's more the phobia you have.
Yeah.
So, like, I know we discussed this before, but I forget what you don't like about it. Like, do you think someone's gonna, like, jump in on you?
No, there's no rationality to it. It's just like, I don't like people being around when I'm naked, working my bits.
I kind of get it, because I don't like people being around when I'm taking a poo.
So you feel very exposed, Tim. Is that what you're saying?
Uh-oh. What happened? Aw, son of a bitch.
Hello?
We're just going to assume that Tim answered.
Okay.
Oh, connection lost.
Nope, he's gone.
Just you and me.
Just me and you, baby. You want to add Tim back in?
Let's try to add him. I wonder where the fuck Skype feels the need to make some sort of, like, I'm dialing a number noise. Is that for all the retards who don't get that computers can just talk to each other?
Good times.
Good times.
Good fucking times.
We were talking about the fact that Skype feels the need to play a little sound that almost sounds like it's dialing a phone number. Apparently for retards who don't realize that computers can just connect, that you don't actually have to dial. It's like, I'm dialing for you. What are you dialing? This, the air over here. I'm dialing the ether. Yay.
You know, people are used to a certain thing, and that's what they like. Like, how do I know it's calling?
I also don't need to hear it ringing. If it just says connecting, I can assume it's doing its work.
Can you guys hear me better now?
Actually, yeah, a little bit.
I put the computer outside the stairway. Of course, this time if it suddenly cuts out, that means someone ran by and stole the computer while I'm in the stairwell.
That would be awkward. So wait, you're sitting half out the stairwell?
No, I'm all the way in the stairwell and the door is closed.
Oh. Wait, what did you say you did with the computer?
It's outside the stairwell.
Oh! Fuck!
Tim's computer, now with more bars and theft.
Wow, yeah, you're bold, man. I can see someone go, fuck, free computer? I'm gone!
Well, they can't get out the stairwell, and the elevator is all the way on the other side of the hall, and I can probably get to them before they get to it.
Or before the slow-ass elevator gets up to them. If it's
and it is slow. This is, I mean, not to disparage the inn at the convention center, but it is not the highest quality of one-star hotels.
What?
I know.
Get down.
Especially, they didn't, like, you, especially because they didn't take long in the naming ceremony. Like, what are we going to call it? Well, it's an inn, and it's right by the convention center. Done. Break for lunch. Let's go golf.
Oh, really? That's what it's called?
Yeah. Inn at the convention center.
We have a one-star hotel.
I thought you were just describing it. Nice.
Yeah, and clearly their Wi-Fi is qual-O-T.
Well, so I was saying, Tim, do you feel... go ahead.
I was going to say, the Wi-Fi is not bad when you're not in the stairwell. Like, well, the YouTube videos did take a while to watch.
By YouTube, you mean YouPorn.
No.
PornTube.
If I'm not going to shower with a bunch of people in the room, I'm certainly going to watch nudie movies with a bunch of people in the room, especially if half of them are women.
So all the stories that we've heard of crazy comic road orgies are false?
Well, at least not this group.
My world is shaken.
Although there are a lot of good-looking ladies at this college thing.
Yeah, usually good ladies are at college. It's at actual college, right?
No, it's at a convention center, but all the colleges are here.
Oh, so but they're not actual students; they're just people who work for the college looking for talent. Is that correct?
No, they're actual students who do the whoever's on the they have student council. That's not student council; student government. But people who are in charge of campus activities for their various schools, and plus like advisors who are like adults, but also the students as well. Like some students have a huge my alumni, San Jose State, like they have two people here, like just two students. But I think it was UNLV has like a fucking truckload of people here. Like, all right, everybody who's ever gone to UNLV, get in the truck. We're going to fucking NACA, bitches. Let's do this. But it's cool because they're cool people.
That's good.
I haven't met any dick schools yet.
That's good.
Maybe because they don't want to talk to me.
Oh.
I think he's black. Let's just avoid him.
Someone drew a bow tie on the number 4 leading to the stairwell. Very weird. Almost nonsensical if you think about it.
Maybe that number 4 is going out later.
Stepping out in the stairwell, I'm number 4, so suck my balls.
Slurp, slurp.
Slurp a derp derp.
They are just so damn tasty.
100% vitamins and minerals.
You know, with some poetic license, I think you can get away with balls and minerals rhyming.
I think I'm going to drop a penny down this stairwell. Oh, I don't have one. Never mind.
Of course you don't have a penny. You're a comic.
I have a nickel.
Oh, boo, boo, boo.
Noah, like you've not made a worse joke. All of a sudden, Noah's offended on my behalf. Oh, Andy, no.
That's right.
You've loaded your word howitzer with bad words. Hurtful words.
And then I shot you in the face.
You shot me in hope.
Did you guys see the Daily Show where Jon Stewart was doing a just... awesome Glenn Beck impression?
No, was that in the last couple days?
Yeah, it was Thursday.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I was up here, so I haven't seen the Daily Show in the last couple days.
Well, they've got it online. It's about 8 minutes long. It's beautiful.
All right.
Oh,
I'll have to check it out.
It's also on my DVR when I get back home, assuming the television is no longer broken.
did you ever get any more details?
So much.
That's maybe what she was calling with to tell me, so I'll finally find out after we get off Tancast.
Alrighty.
I could call her right now if you want me to.
I mean,
I was like, we could hear half the conversation.
You, what? What? How would
Until she finds out I'm on recording Tancast, she's like, why the fuck are you calling me now? Click.
Don't let on.
Oh, one of the things you can bring to your college, MC Hammer and Vanilla Ice together.
Oh, shit!
Really? In the marketplace, that is one of the people that's one of the people pitching for your college entertainment dollar.
Were they there?
No, just someone representing them. And the picture of them is from way back in the day. It's not even like a current picture. I'm like, they don't look like that anymore. MC Hammer hasn't had a shirt off in years.
Now, you did say together, right?
Oh, yeah, so together. Hammer and Ice, together at last.
Yeah. and these are Hammer. Colleges they're trying to sell it to, right?
Yep.
They do realize that college students weren't aware of the world the last time those two names were relevant, right?
I'm surprised at the references they get. I was watching other comics make like really old 80s references. I'm like, wow, the kids are hip and with it.
Because that's on Nick at Night. I get that.
I saw that in the classics section at the video store.
Oh, my mom told me about that. That's funny.
My grandma used to watch that on VHS. VHS? VHS? Yeah, VHS.
No, sir, because nobody calls it divd.
Yeah, that's not true.
Yeah, there probably are a couple of retards who do.
Uh-oh. Just fired in the stairwell.
Man. Somebody at work recently took some like really complex technology acronym and tried to pronounce it like it was a word. And just stopped conversation. Everybody turned to them. You know, it was like, oh yeah, I don't know, like, you know, Web Services API, WS API or something like that, maybe. Like, oh yeah, you know, you just got to go for the Wasapi. The Wasapi? Do you put that on your tofu? No, you know, Wasapi. Dude, nobody pronounces it that way. Nobody ever pronounces it that way because it sounds retarded, not like a word, and there's no vowels up at the front.
Wasapi.
Yeah.
Wasapi.
We should bring that back.
I don't know why, but saying no vowels up at the front reminded me of Elvis Grbak.
Noah?
Yeah?
Do you know what he's talking about?
No. No. You don't get it?
No.
Nope.
An NFL player back in the 90s?
Right, good. Sports reference. Yeah, see how well far that gets you.
Okay.
Next, quiz us on some quantum physics equations.
He was Steve Young's backup quarterback for the 49ers, and then he led the Kansas...
Why don't you ask us about the croc colors? Come on.
Led the Kansas City Chiefs for a little while.
Who's Steve Young?
He was a starting quarterback, and he had two syllables in his name, but only one vowel.
What are the 49ers?
Steve Young?
What's football?
He's a Mormon who can throw the football really far.
What's a Mormon?
Led the Niners to a couple of Super Bowl victories.
What's a Super Bowl?
See, now you're just being retarded.
This is going forever.
Is a Super Bowl like a regular bowl of cereal, but it has more room for Captain Crunch? I don't know why I picked Captain Crunch. I'm not a Captain Crunch fan.
Oh, no. Captain Crunch is like eating glass.
I remember, though, when you were able to get that big bowl of cereal and just fill it up, you're like, oh, this is a little slice of heaven right here.
That's kind
of
like what we were talking about on the last Tancast. Now it's like...
The last Tancast.
The last Tancast. Oh, no. I'm turning Georgian. Somebody stop me.
I'm turning Georgian. I really think so.
No, that whole thing of like, I think I want to get some fast food right now. Oh, I think I want to do this. It's, I want a big-ass bowl of sugary cereal. Oh, I have bought some sugary cereal, and I own a big-ass bowl.
I used to do more of that when I was a kid, though.
Yeah?
Like, my mom would buy me sugar cereal, and there'd be a big bowl somewhere, and I'd get in there.
Yeah. It's funny, I speak of it all fondly. I actually don't do that. I don't like sugary cereal.
You communist
and
bitch.
You are fascist.
My parents managed to avoid buying it for me for long enough that I don't know, I developed a taste for, you know, like Quaker Oat Squares and Crispix and... Special K.
Crocs.
Yes, Noah. Crocs cereal. During my childhood, I grew up eating healthy bowls of Crocs for breakfast.
those Nutri bars were just a gateway drug to Crocs.
Tim, I think that I think that stairwell's giving you diseases.
Last night it was two nights ago. We were waiting for the equivalent of the light rail to take us up two blocks to the after party at the DoubleTree Hotel. And there was a group of college gals there, like from different colleges, and finally one of them's like, we're going to walk. You guys want to walk with us so we don't get raped? This comedian turns to me and goes, or it's a rape buffet. And then this guy drives up, and like just randomly at that time, this guy drives up and looks out the window like with this big smile on his face, and this other comedian goes, am I too late for the rape? I'm like, that's what the guy was saying. Oh, it made me piss my pants laughing. It was so funny. Am I too late for the rape?
I was told it would start at 9.
So then we ended up getting in a car and driving, and I wanted to pass him and roll down the window and go, get him! We shall rape tonight! This is... Rapa!
I am Bill Whip!
Rape. Is it ever not funny?
Only when it's happening to you.
It's still kind of funny. If you think about it.
Yeah, it'll help you take your mind off it if you think of the humor.
Yep.
Oh, isn't this ironic?
You're like, this will make a funny joke later. I'm going to top everybody at the next cocktail party. Really? What did you do last weekend? Oh, yeah. You went adventuring? Well, nothing is more adventurous than rape.
Oh, my God. Mm. Touché, Barnabas. Touché.
I'm surprised women ever listen to this podcast. I'm surprised anyone ever listens to this podcast.
We're horrible, horrible people.
Yes, as we've said.
You know, now I'm forced to wonder. If I ever get stuck in prison, and, you know, it shouldn't, but prison rape happens... And I'm on the receiving end of that. Would I be able to, like, make it not worth his time by pretending to enjoy it?
I don't think so. You could call him gay while you were doing it and see if that helped.
Just yell, yeah, get in there, faggot!
Yeah, because usually criminals are kind of hardcore machismo type people. Normally right here, we'd take a Noah mic fail break. But what actually happened was, Noah's entire audio recording program crashed. So instead, we'll play Tim Mic Fail that was edited out of earlier in this episode.
Hello, is everyone still there?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I think we lost Tim.
Did we lose Tim? I think we did.
Oh, Tim says no. He can hear us. Tim, check your mic. Because I heard a thunk sound. It sounded like maybe got unplugged.
It's not unplugged.
There it is.
Now I hear you again.
Nothing changed.
It changed.
We hear this crunch, 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 crunch. It's not unplugged. Really? Then what did you just do?
Nothing.
You're a liar. Because I heard my echo whenever it happened.
I hear
you did something wrong.
You licking my balls.
No, you don't, because I'm not doing it.
Whew. A lot of licking.
The big balls. And it tastes good. 100% your daily vitamins and minerals. How about that?
No, you're referring to my balls, right?
No, I'm referring to my balls.
No, if you play it back, you're referring to my balls in that situation.
No, my balls.
Now you've changed it because you're trying to avoid the fact that you love my tasty balls that are filled with vitamins and minerals.
No, my balls are filled with vitamins and minerals.
Too late. Too late. And now, back to the show. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back to my nutsack.
In the time you've been gone, I've just been dealt a soul-crushing bit of news.
Life is grand for Tim.
What do you mean, Tim? What went wrong?
Mac went wrong. That's what went wrong.
Call Justin Long. You're a fucking liar!
Justin's long and strong, and he's got it going on.
So what have you guys been up to this week?
I've been working. I've been working like a motherfucker.
How does a motherfucker work?
Well, gets together with your mother, then he fucks her, then he fucks her again, then he fucks her again, then he has a sandwich, then he drinks some Gatorade, then he fucks her again, then he fucks her again. Then some more Gatorade.
Doesn't sound like very hard work. I think you're complaining about nothing. People digging ditches, man.
It's not hard work. Well, I mean, it's hard when you're working. Because, you know, it's your mom. And she's a fine, sweet piece of ass.
All right. We've taken this too far.
Indeed. Noah, what you been doing this week?
Well, I think I have some good news for you, Andy.
Which is?
I believe Amazon
Crocs
is doing...
on sale?
Oh, wait. Oh, okay. At 12 p.m. Pacific time, Amazon is doing the get $100 gift card if you buy Xbox Thingamabobber Arcade.
Oh my.
Let me send you the link.
Oh me, oh my. Oh.
There you go.
And that also means I don't have to give any money to goddamn Walmart.
I can't see that link because the computer's outside the door.
Well, at least you know it's still there.
Yeah, because I heard the link, and I can hear you guys.
It'd be funny if someone's looking at porn right now on it.
That would be funny.
Anyways, what did I do this week? I did some walking. Walk. I'm down a few more pounds. I just started blogging. I'm lazy.
I'm the best blogger of the three of us.
You are.
Yep.
You're dedicated.
I made it happen.
I started my kind of, I guess, you consider diet. Of no sugar, no sweets, no soda, and no... What was the other thing I gave up?
Fast food.
Fast food.
Yeah.
Except for...
On my birthday celebration, for me and some other people on my birthday, so I had a little tiny piece of cake.
Look at him. Failed already.
No,
it's like day three.
I'm going to back Noah on this. This is his birthday.
Of course you are, fatty. No one's surprised by your stance on cake.
I'm
cake doesn't count as sweets.
I didn't say it doesn't count as sweets, but it's my self-imposed thing. So it's like, I can make the rules. I'm not going to be like, every day is my birthday cake day.
Yeah.
Just, they had the celebration at work, so I partaked.
Yeah, and see, I am pro-cake. I am pro-adults doing what they want to do, as long as they're not hurting other people. And I am pro-masturbation.
Oh. And you're fat.
Oh,
you're fat, and you love cake.
Yes, I'm fat, but I'm also happy. And I'm easy
cake.
To get along with.
Love cake.
That's funny. I was having a discussion with a friend of mine about, you know, being healthy, and she was saying, you know, she wants to smoke again because it, you know, makes her feel relaxed. And I'm like, you know what? People often say you should be healthy, but I think, you know, what's important than being healthy, being happy. Because if you're doing all these healthy things and you're not happy, that's not really good for you either. Maybe you don't live as long as you know this. You know, you're willing to give up that for, you know, being happy. More power to you.
Yep.
Tim, you disagree?
Yeah, I do.
Elaborate, Tim.
Nope, I just think you're wrong. And I'm not going to talk about it because I'm right.
Okay. Well, see, that's the whole thing is, you know, my recent, I wouldn't say crisis of faith, I don't think it was a crisis. Change of faith, how about that?
Is someone eating nuts or something?
Oh, no, I was trying to get something out of a package.
Oh, okay. Go
on. Of course, because there was cake sealed in there, and he was like, I got to get the cake.
No, it was actually Windows 7.
Cake!
Oh, you bought it?
Yeah, I did. $50.
With student price?
No, for a limited time, the upgrade price was only $50. So it's... I'll just go ahead and admit this. It's the first copy of Windows I've actually paid for myself, like not gotten with a new PC or otherwise.
I know what he's
mostly with
about.
A new PC or otherwise. since... Yes, birth.
Yeah.
So I was
cake.
Proud of myself. I actually paid Microsoft money. And yes, I also like cake.
What were you talking about before we got on Windows 7?
My change of faith. Oh, and by the way, somebody asked me recently if I thought that I was atheist or agnostic, and I told them apathetic.
Nice.
But, I mean, even...
Isn't that kind of agnostic?
Even recognizing that I no longer think that, really... that there's going to be anything that happens to me once my body shuts down other than my body starts to decompose a little bit faster than it was decomposing before it shut down. I still think I'm going to go ahead and side with Noah on this.
What?
Basically, he was saying he agrees with me.
That there is no afterlife, I'm still willing to accept that living a little less long and being happy is...
Jesus Christ, I forgot what you were agreeing with me about. It's been so long. I'm like, what did Noah say? How are you agreeing? What are you agreeing? Noah just asked you what you were talking about. I agree. You should know what I'm talking about. Thank you, Noah.
Noah, I just noticed that Amazon deal that you told me.
Yeah.
It's 12 p.m. For some reason, when you told me that it was at 12 Pacific, I thought that I had to get up at 3 a.m. my time.
No.
No, I just have to wait until we're done recording this Standcast.
That you do, and get in there fast.
Yeah.
Snibbledy-dibbledy-doo.
I imagine that deal will go... Yeah, that's so much better. You don't have to go anywhere, and like, you know, you probably want to buy... Well, I should say, you probably want to get stuff from Walmart. I don't know how you feel about Walmart. A lot of people would be like, I don't want to support Walmart and their practices.
I really don't want to support Walmart, but part of it is because the one time that my wife and I went, huh, well, you know, if Walmart's got really good prices, maybe we can cut down on, you know, some of our food budget. You know, we can live a little more frugally. And we went walking through their, like, little grocery store within a Walmart. And we found a nod-on chicken bone just sitting on top of boxes.
That's not Walmart's fault. Yeah. It's not like that. That's not like they stocked
it's
that.
It's not Walmart's fault. It's the people of Walmart's fault.
And I like the website.
We just don't want to join them.
Yo, there's going to be a picture of you and your Crocs and your Hawaiian shirt up there, Andy. I can't wait for it.
It was funny. When I was walking into Walmart earlier today, I actually looked down at myself just to make sure. I'm like, okay, I have got on a button-down shirt and a nice pair of jeans and a good pair of tennis shoes. There's nothing about me. I don't have any tattoos showing. You know, I've shaved recently. Nothing about me.
I can't believe I didn't think of this for little Drew's birthday. I should have gotten him a pair of little kitty Crocs and a kitty Hawaiian shirt so that the two of you could be like the island of Dr. Moreau and walk around looking like each other.
Oh, that would have been so...
Except for the fact that I never wear my Crocs outside the house. Except for Halloween.
Oh, the truth comes out. Except for Halloween. In Days of NY.
You knew about Halloween.
That's how
you
started, actually.
Yeah, I know.
That's how you found out that I had Crocs. Yeah, so at the hospital, that was outside the house. I wore them there.
And whenever he goes dancing.
Well, of course. I mean, they're the best dancing shoes. And I'm a dancing queen, young and sweet. Only 17 plus 16, almost. We're getting old, gents.
What are you talking about? I'm a spry young 20-something, ready to take on the world with piss and vinegar.
Yeah, you can sell that to NAMBLA all you want, but I happen to know I'm the youngest of the three of us, and I'm getting old, ergo we're getting old.
Lies. I'm a sparkly vampire now, so it all works. That's why I'm up here in Portland, where the Twilight series takes place.
Okay.
Oh, like you didn't know. Like you don't follow it on EXS Hollywood Entertainment Tonight Inside Edition. Well, should we shut it down?
Shut it down!
Should we get started piecing together Noah's fucking shitty audio?
We'll stick a stake in its sparkly chest.
Well, that's Sandcast for this week. Yeah. Didn't think there was going to be one, but look, you get one. Yep. Eventually.
And remember, kiddies, if you want to play with yourself, Andy supports you. If you want to videotape it, Andy supports you. Why? Because you're fucking adults, and you can do what you want.
Unless you're not adults, in which case, get your parents' permission before you play with yourself.
Yeah. Well, just recognize that if you actually make any sort of record of yourself naked, engaging in a sex act or otherwise, it probably will leak out to the internet. If you show it to someone else, they'll get a copy, they'll put it on the internet. Eventually, they will stop liking you, or they'll think it's funny, or some other douchebag will use their computer, and it'll get on the internet. But otherwise, I support you playing with yourself, videotaping it, and if you really, really want to, putting it on the internet.
RedTube, YouPorn, there's all sorts of ways for you to get it done.
Yep. You view too?
But, again, if you're not an adult, don't do that, because then that's kiddie porn.
And guys like us get in trouble.
I'm not going to see it.
But they're so damn hot!
Not really. You have to get well past 18 before you're really hot.
Really?
I mean, some of them under 18, you're like, damn! But there's still that look like... But youthful, too youthful.
Yeah. Well, I would say sometimes around 18 they don't look 18, but sometimes, well, I wouldn't say they're hot yet, but you can definitely tell it's going that way. You're like, you know, someday.
Well, right, exactly. You can see that's where it's going. You're like, oh, I think I know how this book ends.
Ends.
But still, everything else is filled out, and it's still so young and firm. If you could just, like, you know, redact the head, you're good to go.
This ends with come on face. This ends with a tramp stamp drunk in a bar.
This ends with daddy's shame.
Awesome.
I may have just renamed this episode.
Nope. No. Words.
All right. You know, I support you in that decision, Tim.
All right, that's Standcast for this week. Everybody, enjoy yourself. Hopefully I'll see you at your college soon, if you're in college.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, enjoy the shit out of yourself.
If there's shit in there, just enjoy it all out.
Yeah, it's best to get that shit out of you, because, you know, you don't want an impacted colon.
No, that's not sexy.
Is that what impacted colon is?
I have no idea. It just sounded good.
Oh, okay. I believed you.
Well, then yes, that's what it is. Look at that.
Look at Tim. Tim is teaching Noah things that Tim is pretty sure...
That Tim himself does not know.
Tim's got a good feeling. More than I'm teaching feeling. Noah based on that good feeling.
I got a peaceful, easy feeling.
Easy like Sunday morning.
Lionel Richie, baby. Playing us out.
He could play at your college, too.
He might be attending your college. I'm gonna try to get my degree.
I'm gonna try to rape some of these bitches.
Oh.
Hey, do you guys want
to
walk?
Andy, you took it to it.
Do you guys want
to
walk with us?
Took our nice family podcast to a dark place.
Do you guys want to walk with us so Lionel Richie doesn't get us?
We don't care if he rapes us. We just don't want to hear Penny Lover again.
Oh, poor
Lionel. Like one of those Jason movies, only instead of hearing the ch-ch-ch, you just hear in the background.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Like, there's a girl alone in a house, and she opens a cupboard, and you just hear in the distance.
Oh, what a feeling. Cause we're dancing on the ceiling.
That's right, you didn't know this. There were this many Lionel Richie hits for us to mention, but we can keep dropping them. Oh, there's a guy here at the conference who looks just like Rob Reiner, and every time I turn a corner and see him, I yell out another Rob Reiner movie. I'm like, dude, I loved When Harry Met Sally. And then, came around the corner. Ah, oh, Few Good Men is the bomb. And I round the corner again. North was totally underrated.
Rob Reiner has, an amazing resume of movies.
Yes.
I don't know. It just amazes me that he makes all these different types of movies. And they're all usually pretty good. I can't really think of a Rob Reiner.
North, which I haven't actually seen. A Rob Reiner movie does not let you down.
I don't know all the movies he's done, but I don't think I've ever seen a Rob Reiner movie and gone, no.
Well, fuck that.
Oh, I think someone else is in the stairway. I hear voices.
Someone else is podcasting.
Smod, it's Scott Mosier. They're down there doing this podcast, two floors down.
And there it is. We almost made it an entire week.
Good. We got
we
Crocs
really did.
References.
None of us. Yeah. None of us quoted Clerks. None of us said Snoogans. None of us said, who's Walt Flanagan?
All right, well, if Noah wants to get to the farmer's market and we want to get these things loaded up, we should just sign off and get to downloading our shit.
Yeah, and I want to wait another 1 hour, 36 minutes, and 7 seconds, and then buy myself an Xbox.
Okay.
From Amazon.
I gotcha.
Who doesn't pay old people minimum wage to stay there and go, welcome to Amazon!
Because that would be foolish.
Yeah.
They're an internet company.
Old people might not understand that. They just got a series of tubes and they're yelling into it. Can you hear me now?
You're doing a horrible job of not talking anymore, Andy.
wait, I got one more thing to say.
Let me end this. Words.
I got a good quote to end this on. I went out yesterday for a friend's going away party. At some point, anal sex came up. And this one girl's quote about anal sex is, I'm saving my butt for marriage.
I've heard a comedian say that, actually.
That same quote?
All right. Yep.
All right, sweet. Have a week.
Words.
Words. Words.
Thanks for listening to Tancast 73. Aside from the bad recording spot, the bad Wi-Fi, the constant mic fails, and the audio crash, I would say this is one of our best episodes yet. Don't forget to vote for us at Podcast Alley, subscribe to us via iTunes, tell your friends all about Tancast, and comment and send us messages at Tancast.com. We'll see you back next week, where we'll see if we can't fuck it up even worse than this. Take care!
Tancast. This fail brought to you by Macintosh.
Hi, I'm a Mac, and I'm a PC, and he just crashed.
They both just crashed.
Yeah, they don't show you the part where Justin Long shits the bed in that commercial, do they? Nope.
Nope, just the part where John Oliver stops talking.
Except that it's not John Oliver. It's John Hodgman.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know what just happened.
Wrong Daily Show correspondent.
Yep. You know, I think the main point of... I don't want to say contention, but yeah, the main point of contention, I guess, with those the assholes dumping that asshole chick from the speaking thing.
Yes.
It's like there's this whole group of people who, I don't know, think that they need their God's permission to have sex or something. Like, it's not enough that people enjoy it and that there's a biological imperative. It's like if Daddy God doesn't say it's okay, then it's a sin. And God forbid some chick enjoys playing with herself.
Literally. God has forbidden it.
Fucking some guy. Yeah, apparently. It just seems retarded. It's like, you know, it's not like the world's full of people because a bunch of different gods have been telling people, no, 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 there's this thing you gotta do. Yeah, I know it's gross, but you gotta put this in there, then you gotta take it out and put it back in, and you gotta keep doing it until it milks, and then you gotta wait 9 months, and then out comes a new one to replace
it. Until it milks.
Milk, milk, lemonade around the corner, fudge is made.
Lovely.
This time I know how to give the temp files, so that makes it a lot easier.
Good.
And there's only...
that's gonna make it a lot easier.
Tim. No, no, look, it's cool. There's only 506. Wait.
Oh, is that all? I hate you.
Is that right?